Thank you. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Nana's talk show.
We yo yo.
You're Mr. M.
I'm Mr. M. That's right. That's right.
Oh my God. Hi everybody. I have not have been stopped streaming Nana's talk show for so long, and recently we finally moved. So then we get time and chance to really focus for me to focus on streaming. So lately. Get to the point lately that Miles has been, he was just back from the secret meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went to the mountain, went to the secret meeting.
Yeah.
And then he come back with a lot of information. And basically what he come back, he, what they discussed in that secret meeting is that how the deep state, you know, how they're going to sanction Chinese Communist Party. Because today we're going to focus on talking about where the CCP hide all their money off overseas. So the meeting is about how they're going to take all the money back and send it all to the Chinese people, because those money originally are owned by the Chinese people. And the story is so crazy that I think it's really important for today's show that we're going to explain. And I have never, I mean, I'm not like majored in any finance and stuff. So this is like really, really like very specific topics about funds, company, and about trusts, about what is it called? Like trust company and stuff, how they give away their guarantee to, you know, for CCP to transfer, get more loans or money from the bank and then use that money, transfer overseas and invest and build all the money and then secretly buy all their properties and other stuff for their, most importantly, their offspring, right? They have all those money hidden in overseas to eventually give it to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, let's get it started.
Cool.
So let's start with this company. It's called Beijing International Trust Company, right? It is founded very early in the beginning of the, after the China opening up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like 1980 something, 84 or something that this company is already founded. And this is one of the top five trust company in China. And so I have no idea about what trust company is. Like normal people, I guess they don't know. So trust company for, I do some research on YouTube, I think. For normal people, if you own like a cash flow or you have an assets yearly around like $100 million, usually you would like to get a trust company that they, you can put their money in it and they can help you to prevent somebody else, like the laws, enforcement, and anything else to get away, to take away your money. And so let me just finish this, to take away the money. So for normal people, they use it to protect their money. So what this trust for normal people use is, for example, I have more than $100 million to spend every year, not to spend, but I need to save, and I would like to put in the trust company. What they can do is I have this deal. I write this contract with a trust company and I say, hey, because like if I want to give away all this money, give it, save later for my children, right? It costs a lot of tax. The government charged it, like in America, long time ago for Donald Trump, his father was doing using the trust company to give him money, because if he doesn't, it costs like 40% of the tax. So using the trust company, that's how they get away with it. And the trust company will be, is like your assistant, but the money is sent to the trust company. So it doesn't, technically doesn't, you don't own it anymore. So if you have debt or from, if you failed a failed a business, right? You need to pay back your debt. That money that's already put in the trust company is protected. Nobody can touch it. And if you're like, for example, I'm divorced, my partner can take 50%, right? But because the money is already in the trust, you cannot touch it. So that's how rich people usually get away with and use the trust company to protect their money while still, can benefit the beneficiaries, usually their children and people that they care about, right?
Yeah.
But for CCP, it's too easy because the beneficiary, it can still be themselves, even though it's not under their name. So this, first of all, this company, in Beijing International Trust Company, the sketchy part is, first of all, the first sketchy part is one top five, right? And then what happened is you can see 40% of the biggest shareholder is called Beijing State-Owned Assets Management Company, which bought the shares for 40% owned with 560 million Chinese yuan. And the second biggest shareholder is called Beijing Energy Investment Holding Company, which it bought over 14.25% owning their shares with 200 million Chinese yuan. So I'm going to call the biggest shareholder here is as BSAM, right? And the second is the BEIH. Mm-hmm. And what happened is, this is 2005, as you can see. In 2007, we have Miles released this document. In 2006, the Beijing mayor of the Beijing at that time is Wang Qishan, is right now is the vice president of the Chinese Communist Party, Wang Qishan. At that time, he's a mayor of the Beijing, and he signed, he's technically owning this company, everything he control, right? And then he signed this request to have a reorganization of the shares of this company. So we have document in 2007, March, that, you know, he has his stamp and their signature on it with reorganization plan approval stamp. Reorganization plan of what? To do, change the shareholder to this company become the second biggest. Its name is called Win Eagle Investment Company. And this is very important to where we're going to go. So what happened is how he become the second biggest is, you know, the top BSAM give away 5.7% of the shares to Win Eagle, and then second biggest BEIH give away all their shares, 14.29% of their shares to Win Eagle Trust Investment Company. So now he owned 19%, and the top investor, like shareholders, are now 34.3%. So they're pretty out there. So the sketchy part is, right? As you can see, we have proof that the mayor of the Beijing at that time, Wang Qishan, is signing the document, is basically the handler of changing this shareholder to become the Win Eagle. And the most sketchy part is that 2005, right? The shares is worth, as you can see, 200 million and 560 million, right? 2 years later, when they transferred to this Win Eagle Investment Company, he bought, the Win Eagle Company bought exact the same price without any raise. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Usually if your business, 2 years later, it probably is worth more and you also would like to sell more to make more money. But they exactly didn't change anything, like zero, like, increase, same, just all give it all, right?
Yeah.
And then this Win Eagle Investment Company, the sketchy part is, it was founded in 2004, and in China's public website, there's no other information than it's connected to this Beijing International Trust Company in 2007. There's nothing else. So it's like almost like an empty company that's used, right?
Yeah.
So a very special part about this Win Eagle Investment Company is also that it is a subsidiary company to this company, biggest company, that is mother. It's like, you know, he's like a son and he's a mother company, subsidiary to the company called Ashmore. And Ashmore is so, 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 so powerful that actually not a lot of people have talked about it. And this time Miles revealed this name. And then we looked into it. Ashmore is very, how powerful it is that, so in 2007, Ashmore basically owned the Beijing International Trust Company 19.99% from the Wing Eagle. It's his subsidiary company. So he owned it.
Yeah.
But Ashmore is founded in Europe, and it's founded a very, very long time ago. It's an old company. And in 2007, he now basically owns this Beijing International Trust Company. Don't like remind you that Ashmore now in 2007 owns is the second biggest shareholder, which means that he has a lot of powers over deciding influence how the Beijing International Trust Company would like to invest, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of where the money they want would like it to go, and a lot of stuff also. What trust company do, the most crazy part, how powerful is a trust company on the level like this, Beijing International, is I can give you, if I'm like the trust company, Beijing, and you're my buddy, or you're like, basically, right, I need to help you, I can write you a guarantee, which is called, it's basically a negotiable instrument. It's basically like a check. I can give you this check, and then you can use this check to go to banks to get loans. And I can write however the number I want. If your company is only worth, for example, $10 million, and I write the check, I write this negotiable instrument as, okay, I guarantee, because the how powerful this trust company is that I guarantee you, then the bank can loan the money to you. So if I'm the trust company and I write down that the negotiable instrument that this company, I will borrow you $30 million instead of $10 million, right? And that is like, no problem. It's all decided by the trust company. And then you just take this check and you, not check like instrument, and then you apply the loan to the bank. And then what's different from the checks, the bank will not withdraw money right away. The bank will keep this instrument until you pay back a year later, usually. But what happened in China is it's 1 year later you need to pay it back, right? But to CCP, after they get this instrument, get the loan from the bank, the instrument, the negotiable instrument in the bank, it's just nobody want to care about it. So they don't really need to return it or pay back after a year, unlike all the other people, they need to. This is the rules, but they don't need to, right? Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is that they get the cash. That's the most important part. And what do? Use the cash. They can do a lot of things. They can put it back. They can buy more real estate. For example, CCP used really the lowest price to bought all the land, Chinese land from the Chinese farmer, right? Cheapest, lowest price. And then they use that land to build real estate development company. And then they have all those real estate. And then you have so much residencies, buildings, building up as you can. If you don't know, I think you should know that Chinese property costs so much because every year is raising. And that's how they raise up the price of the real estate. So also Chinese people through the Chinese CCP's media, they brainwash and think, okay, I need to, if I'm a good husband, if I'm a good wife, you will ask the husband. It's a must thing for a husband to have a house. So then the people don't have enough money, they get a loan. The loan that the house doesn't really cost that much, but it costs that much because CCP raised it up, right? So you get a loan and the house CCP get all those Chinese people hardworking earned money into their system, right? They have all your money and then you're a slave working for 30, 50, 70 years just for this house. While they inflated this house, they actually don't worth that much money. But anyway, all this money they use and then they can do more investment to grow more, right? And then they can that's when we come back with this Ashmore. Using this Ashmore, Ashmore is like international. It's like a Europe-based company, right? It also has in New Zealand and a lot of places. And so Ashmore, how powerful, let's go back. Lehman Brothers, when they were going bankrupt in 2007, Everbright Limited brought Lehman Brothers 51% subsidiary assets management company in Asia in 2008. And then what happened 2 years later in 2010, Ashmore bought 39% of the share of the Everbright. And yesterday, we have this exposed information that Everbright, this company, is also another element for CCP to get all their money and wash and laundry and send back, or not send back, just like how they collect all the money in China, suck all Chinese people's money. And then we come back to Ashmore, right? So because now Ashmore is the second biggest shareholder of the Beijing International Trust Company, they can decide where the money goes, right? And they can, so the trust company, I have so much, as you can see, there's so much paper here. I'm prepared because like Ashmore Company is so like, can do so much here. Ashmore Investment Company, Management Company, what it can do. So I want to explain a little bit what the Everbright Limited company do. They mainly invest on real estate and private equity fund in China. And the wealth so far that's stolen by this Everbright company is in trillions Chinese yuan. And then Ashmore is 39% of the Everbright.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see before I guess keep continue with this. If I see if anything missed from my notebook. So we're talking about this Beijing International Trust Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was founded in 1984. Yeah, so I was right. Yeah, it's one of the few trust companies that founded since China's reform and opening up. So it's, you don't even need to guess, it says deep connection with the Chinese Communist Party. And right now in China, you only have 68 trust companies. And mainly all owned, controlled by Chinese Communist Party, even though they have like, oh, it's state-owned and it's like private, individual-owned, but they're all controlled by the same Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, because the trust company, they can get so much money out of the bank and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Yeah. And I want to remind everybody a little bit that the trust company is basically an organization that is responsible to act on behalf of you to manage assets, investment, and stuff, right? And while your assets and investment are being protected, nobody can touch it, you know. And the money and assets investment go to the beneficiary when you sign the contract with the trust company. To CCP, it's just, it can be his coworker, has no blood line, has no connection, but the guy is working for him. It's called white glove. That's how they do this. Yeah. So, you know, in trust company, in a lot of cases, everywhere you use trust company when you have a certain amount of assets, right? And, you know, remember when we're hear some people talking about, oh, their house or revealed address, right? And another good thing about as the trust company is, they can buy apartment real estate on behalf of you. So the apartment will be, its name will be the company instead of you. But you're going to be living inside. So that's how people hide where their address, you know. And CCPN do so many things about real estate and everything using this trust company. And by the way, Ashmore is a funding foundation. It's also very powerful. Let me see. You want to hear the most crazy part?
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, the crazy part is what Miles exposed is that, remember when we talked about when in 2007 he bought the Wind Eagle company, which is Ashmore, bought, you know, 99% of the shares, right?
Yeah.
$279.8 million. But they didn't pay. Nobody paid.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know why they don't pay? Because to CCP, the whole China is theirs. So why do they need to pay? It's just left hand and right hand, just changing it on the screen. But it's all their money. They need to pay. But if in the law system, that's a lot of problem. First of all, it's called false capital contribution, which means you just signed a contract, which you saw on the Trump contract. Oh, you paid $279.8 million and stuff, but you actually didn't pay for it. So in China, okay. So when you need to, this thing, we have this regulator in China. It's called State Administration of Industry and Commerce of the Chinese Republic of China. Most of the time what they did is they can pay this place, that what I just said, right? The State Administration of Foreign Industry and Commerce of the Chinese Republic of China. They usually pay them maybe a fee for like $500,000. To get a registered capital of $300 million. So that's how they play the game.
Mm.
You know, you are the boss for managing this state administration for industry and commerce of the People's Republic of China. And then you know what? You just write it on the paper or registered the capital for me on the paper. It is how much, but I actually don't need to pay you. I can pay you transfer fee, like a buddy fee. I pay you like maybe $500K. Instead, and then you'll do it because the CCP relation, because the relationship we had, because we're just, you work for me basically.
Yeah.
You know, and that is called false capital contribution. There's another scenario that I pay the $300 million of the contribution registered capital. I pay for this about my company, but a week later after I get registered from you and I take it back. That is called surreptitious withdrawing the contributed capitals. Both of them are violating the law. But in China, obviously, they are the law. CCP stole it. They literally don't care, right?
They cannot go against them.
Yeah, but right now, we are going to. The new Federal State of China is. So we caught him, and we're going to use in law, and we're going to take back all, find out where all their money is going, and give it back to all the Chinese people. Can you imagine right now Chinese people are starving, all the natural disaster and all the stuff, right? The COVID and the COVID vaccines, 90% of it vaccinated, more than that. And on the other, and on top of that, everyone has a house. They have to have loans on it, unless you paid full upfront. But many of them have a loan to pay. But the house doesn't even worth that much. And then CCP already sucked all their money and sent it abroad using trust companies. Just like that. They don't even care. They didn't even care to pay the money. They don't, that's how crazy it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, it's another thing is in China. A lot of companies are to avoid paying the tax, right? I'm just talking about example. They will, of course, get the accountant to write the fake account and, you know, pay much less tax or even not paying tax.
Yeah.
So that's how you have to survive in China. If you want to survive in China, you have to play their game. But of course, people, nice, good people will be like, oh, no, I cannot violate the rule, right? And then they have to pay more money, like getting more enslaved, right?
Yeah.
But when you violated the rule, right, CCP know, have all the record of this person is actually not paying tax, right? But if they don't want to have problem with you, they don't have problem with you. But if they want, you're dead.
Yeah.
So that's how evil they are. That you have to play their game. That's how you surviving the system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, but to play the game, you're also owned by them. It's like a demon. Mm-hmm. Play the game, owned by them. Yeah, let me see. Am I just done? We're now playing. I just want guys to remember Ashmore here. Let's read more. So what the Ashmore do is it's founded in 1999 and 92. Investment themes, they're doing external debt, local currency, corporate debt, blended debt, EM active, EM all cap. I don't know what they mean, but it's a lot. And yeah, it is a British investment management dedicated to emerging market, headquartered in London and stuff. Assets under management, 94 billion British pounds. Revenue, 292 million British pound in 2021. Very powerful company.
Yeah.
That not a lot of people mention, but Miles mentioned.
Yeah, I never heard about it. So
yeah. Well, you should have heard about like Blackstone.
Yeah.
Black Rock. But on this one. This
it's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah. They're very, yeah. So that's, yeah. That's a secret I'm going to show you guys later.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I need to talk about. I'm just done now with... okay, so then here's a reminder, because Mayo just gave us an example of Ashmore. It is just one of example, including Ashmore and Beijing International Trust Company.
Mm-hmm.
It is one element only.
Yeah.
CCP use their money and laundry, suck all the Chinese people's money into their own pocket, hidden, nobody can find. Can you imagine how many ounces? I mean, we already know Everbright is, you know?
Yeah.
But how many is there out there in China that CCP has been using the same kind of method and just to take away all the money, right? Suck all the money.
Yeah, it's just a whole web of corruption, right?
Yeah, can you imagine when the inflation come, the economy, global recession, Chinese recession come, China recession come. The people who's going to suffer is Chinese people, not Chinese Communist Party. They have all their money ready.
Yeah.
And Miles yesterday, during his stream, he said what Chinese Communist Party playing right now is they know that they're going to get sanctioned very soon by the deep state and by all those countries, including G7 on the country. What they're doing is they're playing this game called, like, you know, hedge fund. They're buying, they can buy high and they can buy drop. And they're doing this against knowing China is going to get sanctioned. So, and they're using that as, I think Mao said, to buy, they bought a lot of gold to like bet on it. They really don't care. It's just a game to them. If CCP gets sanctioned, they're still going to try their best way to get money out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, sounds like pretty crazy, but it's actually reality. And when you think about right now that everyone took vaccine in China, so it's like so many people are going to get, you know, ADE side effects, and many people are going to suffer. And it's just one example, COVID vaccine, but it's just how cruel they are and
mm-hmm.
how selfish they are. And they how they developed a system to work for them and not for all the other people. And Miles mentioned many times that CCP think that Chinese people are not not deserved anything. What they should appreciate is just be able to live. That's what they should appreciate.
That's so horrible.
It is.
Without horrible. The Chinese people, the CCP doesn't have anything anyone to take advantage of, and then they wouldn't have all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
China is the Chinese people. It's not the government, Chinese government party, right?
No, you can't. A little closer.
Yeah.
You need to see it's not coming
okay.
out.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, that's what I wanted to talk about. Basically, yes, you can see this is just the whole country is owned by Chinese Communist Party. They really don't take the Chinese people seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else. I think that's it. Well, I'm very surprised that we are so early finished all this because I studied for like 3 days.
Yeah. Well, we have been live
for 40 minutes, right? Okay. So let's read some comments here, Abba.
Let's do that.
Yes. Okay.
Who is talking? I remember. Remember him.
Who is? Oh, let's see. Oh, let me have a video. So
it's a while ago. It looks like. I don't know if he's still here. Well, good to see you. Who's talking? It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. I do it just a little bit, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to hold on, guys. Now it's, we're going to hang out with you guys.
I think maybe who's talking has left. He's no longer talking.
It's okay. I can't read enough. Okay. Let's see. You guys. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
It's been a while. Good to see you again, mate.
I think he's talking to me.
No, he takes all. Again, am I going to be the only one who's that is so funny. I mean, we haven't come back for a while, so, you know, I understand if, like, today not a lot of people will, like, focus but and come but at our live, and for sure people can watch it after.
Yeah.
I think he remembered me.
Well, I just said I did.
You do, you do.
That's funny.
Oh, well, that's
I guess
okay.
He saw that we were talking about a topic.
Okay. That's it for today. 40 minutes.
40 minutes is a good time. And also, we were covering a topic, right? And it's simple.
Your voice is not getting in at all.
Then, now it's going in, right? Okay. Well, I think 40 minutes is
nice. It's not getting in.
It's not getting in now. Oh my god. Is it okay now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, 40 minutes is good for this topic, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I hope everyone like it, because today we had a little bit of situation with our stream. I have to take the whole stationary PC here.
Yeah, it's,
I'm sweating, you're sweating. We haven't eaten, we're ready for a pizza night.
Yeah, finally.
yeah, so I think that's it for today.
I think that was a good first day.
It's a good and very efficient, stream today.
Everything was laid out on the table very, very well by you. So,
thank you. And for people who are professional who are watching, please know that I am not, like, you know, I'm a newbie of this topic. So I learned a lot, asked a lot of people, searched a lot. So if there's anything that a little bit that I described wrong, please understand. And, yeah.
But I think Miles, he speaks in Chinese, and I think he's very, very well kind of brought over to the English audience. So I understand well, and I didn't know anything about this before we did this, right? Because that was the whole purpose.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose, right? I shouldn't know anything about this, and I understand everything now. So we're well explained.
Yeah. Oh my God, my face is so greasy. Oh yeah, the last important thing I was gonna tell you. So yeah, your microphone wire is gonna come. So next time you're gonna have your own microphone. Don't worry. This time the microphone doesn't malfunction a little bit. So Miles also exposed. What are those money in? They're hitting those countries. Luxembourg, Switzerland, Singapore.
Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein. I Googled.
Liechtenstein?
I literally Google Translate. I was like, how do you pronounce it? And I still forgot. Seashells. Seashells. It's a little island in East Africa. And oh, also, Marius mentioned that's very important that what we talked about, this Beijing International Trust Company, who they work for, is mainly Xi Jinping is the president right now, their his family. And I think I should have a name. Otherwise, I should not say, you know. Let me find it. So can you imagine the Wang Qishan, right? To a lot of Westerners, they think Wang Qishan is really, really powerful. He's the most powerful person ever. But he's just a handler.
Yeah, of course.
Wang Qishan is one of the Illuminati member. If you want to know.
That wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
If someone was in the Illuminati, I would feel like that was the guy.
But he's just a handler. The boss is not revealed yet.
Yeah.
So Xi family, Jiang Zemin family, Zhu Rongji family. And Ma has also talked about like China is owned mainly by four biggest family. I think we mentioned three, and that's basically three of them is mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for watching, everybody. We will do better audio next time with Mr. M.
Yeah, we'll get everything sorted out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.